Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Hacks. And we are talking from a pastor's perspective as he thinks about his people and what might be going on in their daily quiet times. And so Pastor Tim is here with us. He's been helping us think through some of the things that go through pastors' minds and how that might be an encouragement to his people. And you've got an interesting one for us today, Tim, and that is, well, just tell us what you guys do at your church. You don't ask your people to pray for everybody, but there is a target that you have. And yeah. So what's going on with that?
Well, one of the things that challenged when we were looking at the future, and because our church has had pretty consistent growth over the years and so on, and so we're trying to think toward, okay, what would it look like? We would set back several years ago, obviously several years ago, we had 2020 goals, 2020 mm-hmm, vision. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then more recently, we've had 5 for 25, some goals for going into 25. These are some things we're trying to accomplish. We sense that God has called us to. Well, when we started putting those things together, we began to think, what could we look like by 2025 if each family reached one family? Mm-hmm. What would that look like? And so we begin to say, who is your one?
Yeah.
And so whether it's family or individual, we're saying, who is your one? And that can be, we're targeting people who are either lost or they're aloof, which both means they're probably not in the church right now.
Right.
And so let's go out on mission, identify your one, and then daily be praying for your one, and then be thinking about ways to connect with your one,
right,
whether it be breakfast or lunch or a hobby or something like that, but focus on your one. Don't be generic about this and say, okay, pray for the whole world. Pray for all the lost.
Right.
God, save all the lost.
Yeah.
No, this one person that God has put on your heart, focus there.
I think those are prayers that God loves to answer, and I also think that those are prayers we are afraid to pray. Because when we've got the one, and then we say, and then we pray something like, Lord, please create a circumstance to where I am, my life intersects with theirs.
Yeah.
Well, chances are he's going to provide for that.
Right.
And that is on our minds. And so now we're engaged, we're in it. And that can be scary for some people.
And there's also built in accountability.
Yeah.
Because when you mention that one in your small group, then the next week come back, well, how'd it go with your one?
Right.
And so it's like, so when you put it out there, you take responsibility for
That's
it.
That's right.
And, yeah.
That's right. So have we seen any results from that? Are people, do you find that people are more intentional with their life and what they're doing around their supper table and inviting people over or going to ball games or anything like that?
Right. I think it kind of opens your eyes to something that you begin to focus, you begin to notice, and you're praying specifically, and so then you're also intentional about, okay, I need to set up a lunch appointment, I need to set up a breakfast appointment or something, and also as your families, you're talking about this as a family, so my kids hear me talking about my one, and then I'm asking them, well, what about your one?
Right.
And so it really creates conversation in the home as well.
It creates conversation. I think it creates a greater sense of compassion and sympathy for people, because now with that one, we can't just walk past them.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's a story going on behind in their life that we want to be able to minister to or rejoice in or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does create a deeper awareness on our end on what's going on in people's lives that we need to be aware of there. So, well, if you're a pastor out there, let me encourage you to think and to pray about just this strategy of kind of targeting, making the target smaller of just one. What is one family, one person that you can suggest for your church family that they can be praying about? All right, next week, our last episode of Day by Day Hacks. We've got a good one for you. It's one of the ones that's on my heart personally and for our church as well. So come back next Monday to hear what Brother Tim has to say.